All right, guys, it's Coach Mike here, and this is the fourth, I believe the fourth module in our Acceptance 365 trainings. So hopefully you are now humming along, that you have been back reconnected with this work now for several months, and you are back in the zone, whether it's your morning formula, whether it's just focused on your vision, focused in general, man. Focus is so freaking important in everything, man. We're either focused on the minutiae, the drama, the problems, the overwhelm, the fatigue, the lack, what we don't have yet, the goals we haven't hit yet. We're either focused on all that stuff, or we're focused on what we're doing, where we're going, what we're creating, the vision we have. And we stay so diligent in that focus until it gets there. And yeah, some things, you've heard me say it many times. Some things take a long time to get there. And some things just come flying through. The less resistance you have towards that, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs in a second. What are limiting beliefs? Resistance. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the more resistance you have around everything, and we just, you know, resistance, it's energy. We know if we're in resistance, if we're thinking it or feeling it or doubting it. And this is the mistake so many people make, you know, in the self-help world. And many of us have made it. Many of you have made it. I've made it in the past. Is we think we're trying to fool something, right? We're like, okay, I'm going to have the, I don't know why I always use a BMW because I don't have a BMW. I've never owned a BMW. But I'm going to have the amazing, you know, BMW S-Series car or whatever. I think they have a 7-Series car. And, but in your mind, like, who are you kidding? They're so expensive. Who are you to deserve that car? Right? Who are, you know, you've got so many more things that you should be doing, right? Limiting beliefs. And we'll talk about that in a second. But back to my point. So you have to be focused on the work, and you have to be focused on the direction you're going and your goals. Any outcomes, and yes, you need to be an acceptance beast always until you're just living in acceptance, until you're just flowing every day, and you've got to watch that resistance building back up, because that's the crap that shuts you down, and then the first thing it does, pull you away from this work. So by this time, you should be totally in a new space. And, you know, we've talked about personas, we talk about, you know, the alternate persona, we talk about that. Well, that's a big part of what we're doing on this recording as far as limiting beliefs go. Man, you could totally reinvent yourself in a week, in a day, but then take actions over a week and watch what happens. You just have to be committed to the persona, committed to the person you're choosing to be moving forward, and everything catches up. I mean, I'm talking about physically too. You know, I don't know if I've used it or told this story yet in an Acceptance 365 recording, but there's a great story about Michael Phelps. And Michael Phelps was obsessed with winning gold medals, with being the best swimmer in the world. And he had goals written down on his nightstand. And I've heard him talk about this. I know it was in his book. He had goals written down on his nightstand about breaking every Olympic swimming record there was. And this is when he was 10, 11, 12 years old. So he's still developing, right? So he had these visions, and he read them every single day, and he got in the water every morning, 5 a.m., man, freezing cold, 4:30, whatever it was, and he just committed to being great. Well, everything responds to his mind, his vision, right? Everything. His body, literally, as it was forming, as it was developing. If you ever Google Michael Phelps' body dimensions, right, they say he's not built like the normal human. He's built like, I think, a fish. He's got like a really long torso or something. In fact, I forgot the story. I read it years ago, like 12 years ago. And it's amazing how that takes shape based on his power of his mind, his focus, and the direction that he wants to take his life, the goals that he wants to commit. Well, how does infinite intelligence respond? How does his body respond? It's all electrical circuits firing, man. So the brain, the cells, the molecules, the atoms, everything responds to the power of the mind. So he literally, he has a body built for swimming. And yes, of course, he broke every record that he wanted to break. So this new persona, you have to ingratiate it. You have to own it. You have to welcome it. It's who you are. But so many people, so many of us are constantly looking at the past, constantly letting our past determine where we can go in the future. And there's so many famous stories. You've heard me talk about them on the Q&As. Walt Disney, and maybe I've done an Acceptance 365, but Walt Disney, Abraham Lincoln, epic failures in life, epic. What did they do? They never gave up. Abe Lincoln is celebrated as maybe the greatest president of all time. He ended slavery. Think about that. What if he would have failed because, oh man, I had two failed businesses. I filed bankruptcy twice. What if he would have given up, right? And not stayed committed. What about Walt Disney? Same thing, complete failure. And you've heard me talk about these stories, man. He would travel first class and his wife's like, Walt, are you kidding me? We can't afford that. He goes, hey, as soon as I stop acting, as soon as I stop believing it, as soon as I stop having actions in line with being that guy, then I'm going to become the opposite and I won't do it. So he traveled first class. He had no money. He was a failure. And he just kept moving on in the direction that he wanted. That's what you have to do. You can reinvent yourself in one day. Okay, this is why I'm moving forward. I get it, man. I get the failures. I get the past relationships. I get the weight gain. I get the whatever, right? And I get it. And it weighs on your mind. Like, who am I to deserve success? Who am I to make more money? I don't know how to make more money. What can I do to make more money? Well, it's not your job to figure out how and what yet. Your job is to know that that's you. Who am I to be loved for who I am? Who am I to be in a great relationship? Right? I failed in relationships. Why would I deserve a great relationship? Poppycock. Cocky pop. Poppycock. It's bullshit. Don't listen to it, man. Okay? I get it. Listen, we were all filled with resistance heavy in one point of our lives or else we wouldn't be here. And you know my story. You know Doreen's story. And everyone else that's come through our program. We filled with resistance. When I met Doreen, you know, we both were licking the wounds of a relationship. And, you know, so, you know, it makes us normal. And yeah, okay, there are people that suffer, there are people, but you know what? Redemption for yourself and for everyone else. You just have to commit to being who you want to be moving forward. And you've got to wipe the slate clean. Things that don't serve you, you've got to wipe the whiteboard clean, okay, once and for all. And when we wipe this whiteboard clean and we decide this is who I am moving forward, yeah, at first it's going to be a lie, right? The mind's going to be like, yeah, who are you to do this? You're not a rock star. You're not wealthy. You've got a lot of fear around money. Remember, relationship, who would go out with you? Knowing your baggage from the past, right? Okay, I remember that one, right? Oh my God. It was just like, are you kidding me? I failed. I can't tell anybody that. I own it, man. I make videos about my failure. So, all right, guys, you have to commit to it. So what we want to do is just own this persona moving forward. But be crystal clear on it. Don't be like, hey, I want to have more money than ever and then watch every soup label that you're of the can you're buying, right? And I reminded my kids recently, we were out to dinner, and we talk about how, you know, the life builds up on you, right? And I was telling them, I'm like, you know, hey, guys, you remember, like, when I was at those days where we were shopping at the discount grocery store. And they were kids, man. They're like, yeah, Dad, I remember we used to go. And I said, well, that's a discount store. I was so afraid of money back then because I had child support and legal bills and divorce attorneys and all that crap. And I said, I was just constantly in fear. And I said, you can't live your life like that. And they were like, wow, Dad, I didn't know that's why we went to that store. And they liked the store and everything. But it was discounted. And you can't say, hey, I'm going to be wealthy. And then live in the space of lack. And I'm not telling you to go piss away your money. But you've got to definitely be that person. And if it means that, okay, for a week, I'm going to start whatever makes me feel wealthy, going to expensive stores, test driving Mercedes and Lamborghinis and Teslas, and then hanging out with the people that are there, really important who you surround yourself with. Every time I've escalated golf clubs, every time I've taken my level of golf club up, even through fear, I've always made more money. I've always attracted, and it almost pays for itself because you get clients from there and you get opportunities from there, and wealthy people know that secret. I mean, some of them are miserly and cheap, yeah, but they don't look at money as an expense. They look at it as a means to an end. It's a comfort tool. It's yeah, I've got to solve it. And there's a old saying that's so true, and wealthy people know this. It's not a problem if money can solve it, right? So I'm talking all about money, but we always talk about money and acceptance 365 because you're expanding your wealth. But if you're constantly stressed about it, you're screwing yourself. And or relationship, right? Let's say you failed in a relationship. Let's say you were a mean SOB, whether you're a man or a woman listening to this, you were a mean SOB in your last relationship. Maybe you drank too much. Maybe you were just abusive, or maybe you were just argumentative all the time, or maybe you had infidelity, maybe you cheated, okay, and you're really guilty about some of those things, or maybe you're so uptight, right, the controlling, and you drove the person away because it's like, oh my God, I just never had fun. Okay, whatever. All right, now moving forward, you've got to eliminate all of that because you've learned from it. It's like, okay, I know who I was. I don't want to be that person moving forward, but I know who I was, and who I was is not who I'm going to be. So now how I am, I'm that person that owns my stuff, man. Make the apologies you need to make and then move forward, but embrace this new person, right? And let's say you were on the flip side, that you were the recipient of somebody that didn't love you enough and somebody that cheated on you. And someone that never met your needs, right? We've all been a recipient of that at one time or another. And you start feeling rejected. You start feeling inadequate. Inadequacy is such a big one. Oh my God, inadequacy. We always think we're inadequate and we're not deserving. It's bullshit. But the state of being will make it real. So who are you to trust anybody that, why would they love you? You've been one that's been cheated on. You weren't the prom queen or the prom king. You weren't the quarterback of the football team. You know, you were the chubby person trying to get through high school and hide their zits. Right? We've all been there. And but you know what? There's someone who's going to love the hell out of you, no matter what you are. No matter if you're carrying an extra 30 pounds or you're 20 pounds underweight or you're too tall or you're too short, somebody doesn't give a rip. Because somebody out there who you gel with is perfect in harmony with you. So whatever it is, guys, we've got to be the persona, but we've got to get rid of the limiting beliefs. And this is what this entire recording is about. If you're holding on to something, a belief, and what's a belief? A continued way of thinking, right? I have a belief and about myself and the reaffirmation of this crap, right? Right? Like, well, I'm just a nervous person. My anxiety, like when we take ownership of the anxiety, right? My anxiety. Well, I'm just not a morning person. And all the reaffirmations, right, that we constantly give ourselves, they're all bullshit. Because you can not be a morning person, but then you can say, hey, I'm going to be a morning person from now on. And your mind's going to say, no, we hate mornings. Don't do it. You're like, but I want to be a morning person. I want to wake up invigorated. Might take you a few months to get there, but you will. And or money. But I've always struggled with money. Really, what's the flip side of that? Money flows to me constantly. I always have what I need. I always get what I need, even if it's late sometimes. Haven't you experienced that? Every one of you. Let's say you've had financial stress. Hasn't the money always shown up? Right? The reason I know that for you is because you're here. Money shows up. But if you're living in that constant struggle, then you've got to work on yourself. Trust me, guys, I've done a ton of work on myself in all those areas, relationships, money, whatever, you know, name the subject, right? So we have to look, identify our beliefs. We've got to accept through those limiting beliefs every single time they come up. And then we've got to change the story. We've got to identify every one of the beliefs that we hold that aren't in line with what we want. And we've simply got to change the belief. Okay? So let's talk about money again. Okay, let's talk about money and relationships. Those are big ones for everybody. Money. Man, I've always struggled with money. Now, when you're ready to utter those words, you stop. I accept that I'm experiencing struggle right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing difficulty right now. You just keep accepting. Then you replace it. I'm willing to consider that money flows to me easily. I'm willing to consider that it always comes to me. I'm willing to consider that I'm a money magnet. I'm willing to consider that money flows easily. I'm willing to consider that it's not hard to make a lot of money. And you just keep pounding, but you want to write these beliefs down. Just because you've probably said, think about the limiting belief, right? Your own limiting belief. How many times have you said that limiting belief in your life? Over and over and over and over and over. Well, now you're going to have to pound your mind with this new belief, but you've got to know what the new belief is. And yes, the new belief, you will think it's a lie. I remember, this is like 8, 9 years ago. 7, 8 years, I don't know whatever it was, but I used to say I have one of the top programs in the world at helping people, I forgot the way I worded it, but it's helping people move through their stuff. And then I have the top, one of the top programs in the world at eliminating anxiety and depression. And I told myself that over and over and over and over. And my mind went like, no, you don't. Hardly anybody knows who you are. I just kept telling my mind that. Or how I went from living in fear, shopping at, the name of the store was Ultra Foods. I don't know if they still have them. I know the one that I used to go to is gone. But I went from Ultra Foods, not wanting to go to a mall. I remember my daughter, this was 2006, in the middle of child support, said, Dad, let's go to the mall. It's a really nice sunny day, nice sunny spring day. I'm like, and my mind's like, no, you can't. You've got to pay your divorce attorney. You've got to pay child support. You can't do any of that. You don't deserve it. And I remember being invited to play golf. And like, no, can't do that. You kidding me? That's a luxury sport. And so changing all those limiting beliefs that surfaced from my experiences, what I told myself, what I was told about myself, to being the luck magnet. Doesn't happen overnight, but it happens with commitment. So guys, we have to identify every and all limiting beliefs. And then we have to change them. We have to change the story. And then you've got to pound your mind with these new stories. Over and over and over and over and over. It just doesn't stop. And how do we know that we have a new belief? When the mind starts spitting it back to you. Hey, so-and-so, you're this. Okay, hey, you're this now. And now we're getting it back to us in the manner that we've trained our mind to be, right? Over and over and over and over again. So that's the commitment. And if there's a conversation, if there's a subject, you can't have it, man. You can't be in a relationship with somebody that and you're struggling and constantly have talks about the problems in a relationship. Now, you can identify a problem. You could talk about a problem. And talk about, hey, where we need to go and what we need to do. But if you're having it every 3 or 4 days, every week, you're constantly revisiting the problem, then you're just expanding on the problem. You can't even focus there. You can't. Because if you're trying to create something new, you've got to focus on that. And the focus, whatever you constantly feed your mind, the thoughts. And if you're doing it haphazardly, then you're just building the resistance. And it won't change. You can't stay in that space. So you've got to identify these beliefs. Only you know what your true beliefs are. You can tell everybody what your beliefs are, but you know the truth. So you have to continue to identify when you have a belief that's not in line with the vision or the end result you want or the goal you're trying to accomplish. And you've got to accept the hell out of it, the state of being that's creating a belief, not the belief, the state of being. And then you've got to change the story. So write down the new beliefs. So this is what you need to do this month, is write down any and all limiting beliefs that come to you and then write a new story underneath it. And then feel free to post it in the Facebook group. I think it'll be a wonderful exercise. Like, hey, these are my old beliefs. These are my new beliefs. And this is what I'm committed to. And then just have that new belief tattooed to your subconscious. I mean, literally, speak it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Accept. And all of a sudden that new belief, you'll be that new belief. And then you've got to wear that persona, right? You've got to wear it, own it, and take action from it. And like, yeah, okay, so let's say you want the red Corvette, right? And you're like, well, but I really can't swing it yet. Well, you can do a lot of things, right? You can join fan groups of Corvette with Corvette people. You could go test drive them. You can go to 5 different dealerships and test drive Corvettes. And then bring the book home, right? They give you those fancy books at the dealership and you read that book every night. You can watch videos of Corvettes. You could just visualize yourself driving it. It'll happen. And then you've got to let go of all the limiting beliefs, the ways you think you can get that Corvette. Okay, because who knows? Who cares? It'll come. I'll have it. You know, my car is a perfect example of that. You know, I saw a Mercedes and it just blew me away because I was never a big Mercedes fan. You know, I always like was a fan of like Lexus, a lot of different cars, right? But I saw this Mercedes several years ago and I was like, holy cow, I love that car. I was at a golf outing and I took a picture of it and I just like, I love this car. And I looked at the sticker, like, ooh, wow, limiting belief. Who the hell would pay $85,000, $90,000 for one vehicle? I think that was the sticker on this car that I loved. And I'm like, man, that's a limiting belief, right? Cars only, you know, you should only pay X number of dollars for a car. And so that's a limiting belief. But I'm like, but I love that car. And I looked at it and I shared the picture. And I'm like, man, that's a really nice car. And I just kept, I love the car. And it's like, man, when my lease is up, I'm going to have that car. And it'll be at a good price, okay? A price that I can. And so I just kept pounding through the limiting beliefs, pounding through that's too expensive of a car. Who deserves a car like that? All that crap, right? And all of a sudden, my friend comes to me, and his brother owns a Mercedes dealership, and he manages it, big successful dealership. And his son has anxiety. And he said, hey, I hear you work with people for anxiety. Can you help my son? And I said, sure. And he goes, what does it cost? And I told him. And he goes, okay. He goes, I'd like to do it. I said, well, I'll do one better than you. I said, about a year, year and a half from now, I'm going to need a new car. And I happen to fall in love with a Mercedes. And I said, I want to make a special deal on that. And he goes, here's what I'll do. He goes, I get to buy 2 cars a year on my family, like a family purchase. In other words, we get it for like underneath the dealer, like it's a stupid, stupid deal. He goes, I'll give you one of my deals next year to use that, one of my like cube. I said, done. Now, if you think those are accidents, they're not. And I got a tremendous deal on a beautiful car. I love it. Okay, absolutely love it. So that's how things work, guys. That's how things work. Now, I wouldn't know if I was trying to figure out the how. Who knew how, right? I didn't have to figure out the how. I wanted it. And now, do I believe that owning a Mercedes? No, absolutely doable. No problem. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, right? Is that what they say? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. So guys, we've got to really commit to eliminating these limiting beliefs. And you've got to be more committed to the new belief than you are the current belief, or else it'll never go away. You've got to take and put your cape on every day as this new persona. And you've got to own it. You've got to own it. You've got to take action from it. You've got to surround yourself with people who are that already. And you've got to have conversations with these people. You've got to hang out with these people. You've got to have coffee with them, dinner with them. The people that you want to be. And as I said, every time I change golf clubs, golf, not the clubs you swing, but golf clubs, the places you play at. Every time I changed the club, I would certainly...
You just need to unlock your device first.
Oh, I hope I didn't lose this recording. There we go. So every time I changed golf clubs, my level of income went up or things would just happen. It was just amazing. And I had the fear, like, man, I'm really comfortable here. This only costs this much a month. Should I go there? Yeah. And I do. And you surround yourself with those people who are at the level that you want to be. Okay, success-wise, friendship-wise. And I mean, all the friends I have. And who knows what the future holds. But I have so many friends from the former club I used to belong to, and they're still friends of mine. And I have so many wonderful new friends from the club I've been at for the last many years. And it's just, that's the way things work. And it's like, man, how did I ever not have these friends, right? So commit to being the person you want to be and make sure that all of the limiting beliefs are in line, that are eliminated, and all the new beliefs are in line with what you want. And repetition, right? Same way you got into it. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. Own a new belief. Say it, say it, say it, say it, say it. Spend 10 minutes a morning just repeating them, okay? My old vision statements used to have on top, right, all the things that I am moving forward. And I am, you know, the microvision. So that's it, guys. So commit to this. But this is not a part-time job. This is a full-time commitment. This is who you are moving forward. Get clear on that picture. Own it, and zero actions anywhere else. Okay, guys? All righty. And we'll see you on the Q&A or next month's recordings, or both. Talk to you soon.